There was a time when you could fly from New York City to London at twice the speed of sound. It was in futuristic TV ads like this one from the 1970s.
The world is about to become a smaller place. Soon you'll be able to travel a mile every 3 seconds.
On this flight, passengers dine on caviar and sip champagne while zipping across the Atlantic Ocean in just 3.5 hours.
The Phenomenal Concorde from British Airways.
On November 26, 2003, the Concorde supersonic airliner made its final flight, the end of a groundbreaking chapter in aviation history. NPR's Jack Mitchell takes us back.
A slender white fuselage, a pointy nose that moves up and down, and a delta wing that forms a triangle. An Air France pilot tells NPR that flying Concorde is like flying a fighter jet.
In this country in particular, you always say that time is money, and I think Concorde is the answer to that.
Concorde was a joint project between Britain and France, which is partly why the plane is synonymous with two airlines, British Airways and Air France. The plane's first commercial flight to the U.S. dates back to May 24, 1976. Concorde took off from London
at a height of 55,000 feet, Mach 2, twice the speed of sound,
and landed with a roar at Dulles International Airport outside Washington, D.C.
Concorde herself, stretching her wings, is like a beautiful swan.
Travel time between the two continents was cut in half. British Airways and Air France officials marked the moment with a celebratory news conference.
The Mayflower took 66 days across the Atlantic. In the 19th century, ships took about 4 weeks. The great liners used to take about 4 days. We took less than 4 hours.
Concorde's early triumph is hardly without turbulence. Environmental advocates criticize the plane's inefficiency and argue its emissions will damage the ozone layer. Concorde guzzles 4 times more fuel than a jumbo jet like the 747, which can also carry nearly 500 passengers, while Concorde's cramped seating arrangement can carry just 100. And a round-trip ticket in the 1990s could cost as much as $10,000. That's about $20,000 in today's money. People on the ground complain about Concorde's noise and its alarming sonic booms as it breaks the sound barrier over the Atlantic.
I'm very much a concerned citizen. I live in town. And no, I don't want it landing.
It sounds to me like it's going to be very disruptive of our already troubled environment. It's a marvelous scientific project, which we really don't need.
Concorde defies its critics. For almost 3 decades, the jets keep flying and shattering records. In 1996, a British Airways Concorde crosses from New York to London in just 2 hours, 52 minutes, and 59 seconds, which to this day is the fastest transatlantic crossing by a passenger jet. Concorde becomes the trendy way to travel for the rich and famous. Paul McCartney, Princess Diana, Mike Tyson, Elizabeth Taylor. In 1985, during the worldwide benefit concert Live Aid, Phil Collins played the London stage, then boarded Concorde and made it to the U.S. in time to play the Philadelphia stage, all on the same day.
I was in England this afternoon. Funny old world, isn't it?
Over the years, the cost to maintain the aging supersonic jets becomes more and more expensive. And even though Concorde has a reliable safety record, on July 25th, 2000, everything changes.
Heard a very loud roaring noise. We saw something fall from the tail, and then the plane crashed.
The crash of the Concorde outside Paris.
An Air France Concorde taking off from Paris strikes a piece of metal debris left behind by another plane on the runway. The debris punctures one of the Concorde's tires, sending chunks of rubber into the fuel tank. The Concorde's left wing bursts into flames before the plane crashes into a roadside motel.
The smoke was so thick and sort of noxious.
NPR's Sarah Chase was at the crash site.
We saw earlier a line of vans that appeared to be hearses, which may have been carrying out some of the bodies, and also
all 109 people on board are killed, along with 4 people on the ground. Aviation authorities immediately ground every Concorde still in service. The planes won't return for over a year amid government investigations and intense regulatory scrutiny. But Concorde never fully recovers. The crash does lasting damage to consumer confidence. Then 9/11 rocks the airline industry, the sky-high costs of supersonic jet travel become even more difficult to justify.
Lifting into the skies with its characteristic elegance and the distinctive roar of the engines, there is no other aircraft like this. There will probably never be another aircraft like this, and so it marks the end of an extraordinary chapter in aviation history.
On November 26, 2003, Concorde makes its last ever flight, landing in Bristol, England, greeted by a cheering crowd gathered behind fences near the runway. These days, Concorde is sitting in museums all over the world. But passenger air travel at the speed of sound may not be gone for good. NASA and Lockheed Martin are developing a supersonic aircraft that reduces the loudness of a sonic boom. And a Colorado-based company called Boom has deals with major airlines like American and United to buy its supersonic plane, which is still in development. The company says the jets will one day cut travel time across the Atlantic in half. Sound familiar? Jack Mitchell, NPR News.